NBC emphasis. This younger generation. This is Linda Sutter in Miami Beach. The young Republicans here don't understand each other any better than their elders. More on that in 1 minute.
Kids like Armor hot dogs? Well, they like them in the park, at the beach, they like them at home or away. Kids like the great all-meat taste of Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to bite.
This is Linda Sutter in Miami Beach. Emphasis, this younger generation. A curious battle has been fought this week in Miami Beach. It could be called the Rockefeller supporters versus the rest. By and large, the young people who worked for Nelson Rockefeller this week are young people from what has come to be called the Northeastern Liberal Establishment, or the Establishment for short. They've gone to private schools and on to Harvard, Vassar, or similar colleges. They live in or near major cities, primarily Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. And consequently, they're most concerned about the unrest in the cities. They want to settle the war in Vietnam without force and through negotiation. And while they'd prefer not to, they'd vote for a Democrat if they thought he could deal with these problems more effectively than the available Republican. These young people came to Miami Beach with overriding confidence that Governor Nelson Rockefeller, despite his late and indecisive start, and despite his lack of party enthusiasm over the last 8 years, would be embraced by these Republican delegates as the only suitable man to lead the party in this crucial election year. Once they got here, however, this confidence disappeared, primarily because they met the others. Now, the others are the Nixon and Reagan supporters who are best represented by the Young Republican National Federation. To them, the most important political fact is the Republican Party, its success, its unity, and their own part in the party itself. While they're also concerned about the unrest in the cities, they're inclined to think of it more as a threat to be handled by strict law and order. And while they're concerned about the Vietnam War, they think of its solutions in terms of an American victory as something we've undertaken to protect ourselves from the specter of communism and consequently something we must see through to an eventual win. Although they would have had a hard time accepting Nelson Rockefeller, they would have voted for him. Now, the Rockefeller supporters and the others have confronted each other for the first time this week, and like their elders, they don't much like what they see. The others mutter ceaselessly about the Rockefeller supporters. They accuse them of trying to buy the country, of trying to force their point of view on an unwilling majority. But the unkindest thing they can think to say is that these Rockefeller people aren't really Republicans at all, so they should just go join the Democrats where they belong. The Rockefeller supporters, on the other hand, haven't muttered. That's not their style. They simply refuse to believe the others exist. After each confrontation, they simply retire to the Rockefeller headquarters at the Hotel Americana, which they've come to refer to as our little island of sanity, and they talk about how infinitely preferable they are to the others, and how the others must learn that, which could very possibly be one reason that they're leaving Miami as losers. This is Linda Sutter, NBC Emphasis, Miami Beach.
No one has doubts like a Thomas has doubts. Nothing has sprouts like a Brussels has sprouts. Nothing can spout what the water spout spouts. And no salt salts like Morton salt salts. No one can whiz like a wizard can whiz. Nothing can fizz like a soda can fizz. Nothing's as bright as platinum is. And no salt is like Morton salt is.
This is Bill Cullen. I'll be with you in the next hour with a report on some proposed changes in overseas airline travel.